Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet with President Trump tomorrow at the president's Palm Beach, Florida resort, Mar-a-Lago. The two aren't expected to golf since the Chinese president doesn't play, but they'll have plenty to talk about, including North Korea. The country conducted its fourth missile test of the year yesterday when it sent a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan. Joining us now is NPR Beijing correspondent Anthony Kuhn, who's in Beijing. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, how are you, Jeremy?
Doing well. And what are the biggest priorities for President Xi heading into this meeting?
Well, it appears that China wanted this summit the most because they wanted to stabilize ties with Washington. They didn't want these ties spiraling out of control. They want some degree of regularity and predictability to it. I think they would also like assurances that the things that they care about most, which they call core interests, things like Taiwan, Tibet, the South China Sea, that the U.S. will keep its hands off those. And I think those are longer term and more problematic issues.
And what about what President Trump has been saying about China before the election and after the election? Let's listen here to him at a campaign rally in Indiana last year.
We can't continue to allow China to rape our country. And that's what they're doing. It's the greatest theft in the history of the world.
Has that harmed the relationship, or is China looking at that and saying, well, that's just what he does? You know, the real core of our relationship is fine.
I think it's dawning here on folks in China that sometimes President Trump's remarks are erratic. You know, they feel whipsawed this way and that sometimes. I think the biggest example from their perspective is Taiwan. First, President Trump suggested he could ditch the one China policy, which requires that the U.S. keep ties with Taiwan unofficial. And then he later calls President Xi Jinping and says they're going to stick to the one China policy. So you can interpret that in different ways. But, you know, China is not averse to cutting deals per se. They have things that they want to give and get too. But I think what they don't want is deals that do not get honored. I don't think it's, you know, they're looking for a grand bargain or anything because they've never really done that before.
Anthony, you're in Beijing. Tell us about the domestic politics at play here, because President Xi is due to get another five-year term in the fall. Does that play into this meeting with President Trump at all?
Of course. It's the main reason that they want stability in the relationship. Xi Jinping is the head of the Communist Party. He's the head of the government, and he's the head of the military. And of course, of all of these, the party is the highest ranking, the most important. So what's going to happen is that this summer and fall, there's going to be a lot of horse trading among the party elites, and then they're going to hold a National Party Congress around October to rubber stamp whatever the elites decide. Now, in Chinese politics, you always get your own house in order before you deal with the guests. So domestic politics is always first priority, and they don't want anything distracting from it, including cutting a deal with Washington in which they appear to have given up too much.
How do the Chinese people view President Trump?
A lot of people wanted Trump to win this the past election, because they see Trump as a businessman. And as I said, they're not averse to doing deals. They think that's a possibility. They also see him as somewhat conceited and vain, and see that as something they can exploit. Also, they see that he has distanced himself from a lot of America's traditional allies, both in the region and around the world. Whether China can capitalize on that is not clear, but China thinks it's good for them, as is the perceived loss of soft power, of moral high ground on a lot of issues such as human rights, such as treatment of ethnic minorities and women, where China feels like it's probably not going to take a lot of criticism from Washington in the Trump years.
That's NPR Beijing correspondent Anthony Kuhn as we wait for the visit, much anticipated, between Chinese President Xi Jinping and President Trump this week at Trump's Palm Beach, Florida resort, Mar-a-Lago. Anthony, thank you.
My pleasure, Jeremy.